We're here at the MEX training event in New Orleans, and we just heard a presentation by Chrysler on their new vehicles with the new R1234YF refrigerant. And I'm here speaking with Donald Thibault from Uniselect in Montreal, Canada. Donald, what is your position and what does Uniselect do?
Hi, Elliot. Well, Uniselect is the large participator in the aftermarket in the U.S. and Canada as well. And for myself, I'm a technical trainer in Quebec areas.
Okay. And what did you think of the Chrysler presentation this morning?
Well, it was a great presentation. I had a chance to assist to it. First of all, we know a little more of what's going on with that new refrigerant, which is Chrysler going to use it a lot. They already released it on the 2014 Jeep Cherokee, and it's going to go on as well with the 300 Challenger Charger, and a little later on for 2015, little Dodge Dart, as well as the Ram 1500.
Okay. Now, the general gist of that presentation was that servicing air conditioning with the new refrigerant is really not going to be different procedurally from the older 134A refrigerant. Do you agree with that assessment?
Well, of course, the certification may need to be modified a little bit. We're going to need some new certification to work around these system. Definitely we need other equipment like recovery and recharge systems, machines, and for diagnostic wise it's similar, pretty well the same, because pressure, temperature, it's pretty well the same. New oil will be added on, new fitting of course, label, and to increase efficiency, few modification being done, like the addition of an internal heat exchanger on outlet hose of the condenser.
Okay, great. And have you been following the development of the new refrigerant closely?
No, I haven't. I know that it's been developed by Honeywell and DuPont together, and I know that some other companies were going to come with it. The only little issue, it's the price that is going to climb up quite a bit.
Okay. All right, Donald, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.